Hey guys, welcome back to the Travis Jones podcast. Now, we've got a special episode for you guys today. Travis is currently in Bali running one of his regular fitness retreats in Bali. Runs the RBT fitness retreats there, so he's transforming a dozen lives over there whilst they live in some luxury villas and eat, train, repeat with him. So what we've got, instead of the normal podcast between myself and him, we've got a recording from one of his coaching calls. So as you know, our FitPro Formula program, we guarantee 30 new clients into your gym in 90 days. And part of that program is you get to have a coaching call once per week with Travis and Liv. And here's a recording from some questions that we got around staffing and how to set expectations with regards to staff. And, you know, it's a really common thing for gym owners to struggle with getting staff to do what you want them to do, because naturally they're never going to work as hard and care about your business as much as you, the business owner. And so Travis got some really awesome ideas that he implements with his gyms at RBT. And yeah, you should definitely have a listen to this. It's a very short podcast episode, but a long and in-depth answer to these questions. So obviously go to fitproformula.com if you want to sign up to our program and get coaching calls like this and obviously get 30 clients in 90 days. Otherwise, just listen to this call now and enjoy.
When you are doing part-time staff, and even casual staff, what happens then is because, you know, they're technically on your payroll and you're not, you know, they're not using their own, you know, as a contractor, you go, these are our core values. These are our KPIs inside our session. You know, you either live by our core values or you get out of our business. You can be a bit more direct with them because now they're an employee of your business. So, you know, you can still do that with contractors. If you don't want to move, you can have this conversation with them as well. So you can go, okay, great. This is where we are. This is where we want to be as a company. Do you have your core values around your company?
Yeah, that's something I need to do.
Yeah.
I haven't done that yet.
So for us, for example, like we have core values, which are inspire, we have educate and empower. We are community driven and we're result driven. Like that's RBT. So when we look at this, our core values transcend from, you know, me to the staff, and then also staff to staff, and then staff to members. So we created these four core values so everyone can be in line with them across everything. So it's like, what does it mean to be community driven, or what does it mean to be result driven as a staff member? And then what does it mean to be a staff member to a client? So, you know, they have to be result driven as far as hitting their KPIs, as far as sales, as far as attendance, as far as getting results with their clients, you know, as far as, you know, following up with nutrition plans and programs. So like, you know, and as far as like sales calls and consult bookings, all that sort of stuff. So that is result driven. Are you hitting these KPIs? Yes or no? And then it's like, great, you're actually not in line with our core values right now. And we rank our guys 1, 2, 3 based on the different core values. So number one is you're fantastic, and number three is you're not the best. Then it's like, you know, inspire. Do you inspire another team member? Like you being inspiration to each other, but then also you inspiring downwards to your members. Do you look like shit or do you look good? Are you happy and motivated or are you not? So like with this, like that's our inspire thing.
Sure.
Educate and empower. You know, are you educating and empowering each other as a team? So do you share knowledge? Do you actually work together? Are you empowering each other? You know, are you somewhat emotionally intelligent so you can be self-aware? And then it's like, do you do this to the members? Are you posting on our social or in our Facebook groups? Are you sending out articles? Are you creating content? Yes or no? If no, then you're not part of our core values to our members now. Okay, great, community driven. You know, are you coming to community events? Are you holding community events? Are you holding seminars? Are you doing team workouts? Like, are you doing this? Okay, well then you're not yes or no community driven. So for us, like all of our core values then have meanings around our core values. So it's like currently if you're a 3-3-3-3 on the core values that we have, it's like you actually need to leave the company because it's very hard to shift someone into the core, one on the core values because we have, you know, the ability to do things. So it's like our skill level. So are you a good coach? Can you sell? And, you know, essentially your skills. And it's like, are you a good those skills we can always get better. We can't make you a good person. Okay. So, you know, that's just innate inside of you. So if someone's shitty at sales, I can always either make them more accountable or give them sales training. if you're just a dickhead, you're just a dickhead. Okay. So like you have to leave the company. And I think that's why we rank, you know, our skill levels 1 to 3, and we actually do it on a 9-grid matrix. So like core values across the top, 1, 2, 3, skill levels on the other side, 1, 2, 3, and we'll plot someone. They could be a 3 on core values, but a 1 on skill level. And it's like, oh, but they're really good at their job, but they're a dickhead. Yeah. So we have to have a conversation with them. It's like, can you not be a dickhead now? And if they say, no, this is me, it's like, okay, time to leave. If someone is a 3 and a 3 on both, that's time for them to leave straight away. Yeah. If someone's a 1 on the core values, but they're a 3 on skill level, okay, they're a good person. Mm-hmm. Let's just make them great at their job now. Yeah. So you can plot them and you can ask them where they think they are. And then you can actually have it write down where you think they are. And sometimes people are delusional. Right? Yeah. So they have zero self-awareness as well. So then you need to have a very frank conversation with them. And it's like, I appreciate the fact that you believe you were here. I actually believe you were here. Now, for you to get from a 3 to a 1, this is what I need to see from you. So now you've had a really open and candid conversation with them. And then over the next 30 days, you can see if they've changed their behaviors or not. And then you can sit down with them again. And it's like, okay, great. You changed behaviors. Awesome. Or, and if they haven't, you have to then give them like 30 days notice if they're an employee. And it's like, you know, if you don't change your behaviors in the next 30 days, you're going to leave our company.
Yeah.
And that comes down to, you know, just having that sort of little management. It's not hard, just having that little management system. I would say for you, bringing your teams together, now you're in a bigger facility. Yeah. That's like step one. Because then you can go, hey guys, we're together as a team now. We have these core values. We have these skills that we want to achieve. Now let's grow. But if everyone's in isolation, like they're not going to help grow the business because they're all doing their own shit.
Yeah. Look, I've already gone to 3 people in this new place and I've been there 7 months.
Yeah.
And 2 of them were dickheads and 1 was just, you know, she just wasn't in the right mind frame.
Yep.
You know? And, you know, I gave them plenty of time and tried and just didn't work out. And they were sort of all just talking amongst themselves, you know, and bringing negativity to the gym, you know. So I was just like, this is bullshit.
Catch you later. So they're not part of the Inspire team, right, for us, example.
No,
so
not at all.
You have to then, like, for me, what I do is when everyone sits down with RBT, I have a call with all of our new staff and I hit them up straight away and go to them, okay, right now, what I want to talk to you about is, you know, over the next year with RBT, my goal is to make you successful. So what 5 things would have to happen over the next, you know, 12 months? I would normally say this, it's currently October 23, 2019. You know, imagine we go to October 23, 2020, what 5 things would have happened for you to classify this year a success at RBT? And you tell me them. And they're like, oh, I'll get nutrition knowledge. Oh, I'll get, you know, full-time hours. Oh, okay, I'll get this. Oh, I'll get that. It's like, fantastic. Now I know what it means for you to be successful. You know, for me to help you get there, this is what I need from you. Okay. Yeah. So now we have a very clear vision for them for that, what they believe is success. And then you have a very clear from you to them what you need to be successful. Because what happens a lot of the time, the reason why I document this and then I email it to them, because, you know, then familiarity kicks in like 3 to 6 months. And just like, you know, you buy a brand new car and then after 6 months, there's a couple of scratches and then it's just a car. After 6 months, it's just a job, right? Yeah. And you've given them all this stuff and they're like, oh, but I want more. It's like, hey, hold on for a second. You know, we had a conversation 6 months ago and we said if we did A, B, and C, that would have been classified as success to you as a person. So you currently are successful inside our company. And like, so it's like giving them that kickback on like, no, we've adhered to everything you've said and we're on the journey. If you haven't helped them with nutrition, then you haven't. All right. Yeah. So it's like, you know what they need. So you know what you need to deliver now to make them feel like they're a success in the company. But then like you obviously it's vice versa, but you always have to set goals with them on what the next year looks like, what do they need help with to actually be inside your company? And then you can keep delivering because you want to help improve their growth. Yeah. Now, if they're not willing to then grow, if they, you know, for us, educate and empower, if you're not really willing to read a book, okay, well, I'm not willing to keep you employed inside this company.
Yeah.
Okay. So like, it's very clear, right?
Yeah.
Have you sat down at the start and sort of had that conversation with them at the start?
Yeah, at the start I did, and obviously, like, as you know, sometimes in interviews they tell you the world, you know, and blah, blah, blah. And then it just doesn't work out, you know?
So then I would sort of have 90-day checkpoints in there as well. So it's like every 90 days you want to sit, you know, you have like a weekly team meeting and you have a monthly like sort of meeting on like cancellations and suspensions, making sure members looked after, all that sort of stuff. But then you have 90 days for them and their growth as well. So it's like over the next 90 days, you know, what do we need to do to get you towards your end success? And it's like, oh, I'd love an extra shift. Okay, fantastic. For us to get an extra shift, we need 10 more members. Okay, so let's work to gain 10 more members. And what about the nutrition goal that you said? Okay, yeah, okay, I'm going to give you this book. And then 90 days, we're going to sit down. You're going to give me your notes that you wrote on this book. Okay, and then like, so you've got this specific time frame. They've got a specific task to do that you're helping them with to get them the growth in nutrition. And they understand how they get more shifts, which is helping grow your business.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Have you made it specific like that to them?
No, not like that. No.
Okay, and then what you do is
my fault as well. Yeah.
No. So it's like I always take ownership with anything, right? So it's like if someone left me, I reflect and try and be self-aware and go, where did I let them down? How could have I given them more coaching? How could I kept them more accountable? How could I have been more like self-aware when they were having low periods so that I can kind of reflect and become better as a person? Because we always can become better.
I've learned heaps just from these last three people that have been through the door.
Yeah, exactly. So it's making sure you're having a one-on-one meeting probably with them at least every 2 weeks. So you're sitting down with them and you've had these 90-day goals with them or 12-week goals. And I'd be saying to them, okay, Paul, I gave you the book. How many pages are we in? And what questions do you have on the nutrition? It's like, so now you're having like a fortnightly meeting with them, helping them move forward on that goal to try and keep them accountable. Because if they haven't read the book, you have to sit them down on that fortnightly meeting and go, Paul, like you did want to learn the nutrition. I'm helping facilitate getting this. Is it that you don't understand how to read? Or is it the fact that you need me to read to you? Like, which one is this? Because let's try and move forward with this education. But if you just wait 90 days and they're like, oh, I didn't read the book, then they're pretty much checked out.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
But it's just doing some little things like that. So yearly goal, 12-week or 90-day goal, fortnightly meeting as an individual, you know, max monthly meeting. And then there's a weekly team meeting for everyone to come together as one. But it's very, you have to have it, like, you don't want meetings for the sake of meetings. So the agenda must be like, okay, guys, we're talking about where we're at as a business, the attendance, we're going to the sessions, what we're doing over the next 7 days, you know, and what I need from you and what you need from me.
Yeah, sure.
And the business has a working rhythm, and you know, the more of a rhythm, it starts to hum.
Definitely agree. As far as like the nutrition stuff goes, like, you know, with our members, we've got like several meal plans we give to them and stuff, but like they give it a couple of weeks and then they're just not accountable.
Yep.
You know, and I don't know what I need to bring in. Do I need to bring in a better system, or, you know, that's another thing.
You could always bring in a new system, right? Like, it just depends, you know, I use, you know, again, so like we are the same, like I developed with my team over the last 2 years, Keystone, which is an app. So it's like, we go back and forth with Keystone as far as check-ins. So, you know, everyone has to either follow a meal plan with Keystone, do portion control with Keystone, or do macros with Keystone. Our coaches do weekly or fortnightly check-ins with our members, depends on the price they're paying to us. And if they haven't essentially filled out the nutrition, then like that's an at-risk member for us. Because like clearly you're not bought into the system, and where our system is about getting results. So we go, okay, you know, is it you don't know how to do calories? Okay, do you just need to take pictures of your foods? Okay, I don't care. Just take a picture of your food so I can give you some form of fucking feedback.
Yeah.
Right? And then if you're taking a picture of your 7 Snickers, I'll tell you eat 5 Snickers, not 7. At least we're moving in the right direction.
Yeah, sure.
Like this is literally just like nutrition coaching, right? But you like,
I get them all to send you photos.
Yeah, like literally that. So it's like, and you know, for that, you know, then it's making it easier for the client. And then you can start coaching them on a larger scale. So like we can only remember 4 to 7 parts of information at any one time. So if we're trying to see, Nas, if we're trying to give them too much information, it's like, hey guys, like this is calories and macros and all the rest of it straight from the start. You're literally like shoving someone into the matrix and they have no idea what's going on. They get overwhelmed and they do no nutrition whatsoever. Yeah. But then also if you give someone just a meal plan after a couple of weeks, they're like, I don't want to do this. I can't be bothered eating chicken and broccoli every week for the next, you know, 7 months. So it's like a meal plan's great to get them started, and so is photos, but then you need to slowly educate them. Okay. So maybe like you can start rolling out education to your members in emails or a Facebook group to teach them how to calories and macros and all that sort of stuff to keep them going in the right direction because they want to grow and understand. But if you try and give them at the start, it's too overwhelming.
Yeah. Okay. We can do a lot more in our members group. A lot more stuff in there. Information stuff.
And then you can keep it as a pinned post. So every new video you add on YouTube, you can like have it as in the announcement sections in your Facebook group. And it's like video one, you might do next week on calories. And the week after you might do macros. Then you just add the video one to video two under the announcements. You edit the post, macros. And then the next one, nutrient timing, post three. And you put it, to, and it's like all of a sudden this pinned post grows to like 30 videos over time.
Yeah, sure. All right.